Hi, I'm Dan Fernandez. I'm a program manager on the Azure Tools team. In this video, we're going to whiteboard just real basic conceptual how an ASP.NET app gets to be a running container on a Linux Azure virtual machine. So to begin with, the first thing we're going to do is actually, let's just draw a wonderful laptop. And this is going to be our laptop on this side. And step one is, of course, to do a build. Right? So we're using ASP.NET 5. And we need to build, and that does a couple of separate tasks. It does things like grunt and gulp tasks to minify JavaScript, maybe lesson SAS compilation, all those kind of things that you do. And then it uses a DNU command, or maybe you were familiar with it before, kpack, to actually output to some directory. Right, and that's some directory. We're using dynamic compilation, so it just basically moves the files over, and when a request comes in, it does the dynamic compilation. And of course, you can do the compile the DLLs, but just kind of as a default process, it's that dynamic compilation. So now that I have the stuff I want to move over, what we're going to do is actually start our Docker commands. You can imagine a command called docker build. We're using blue for Docker commands here. And our Docker build needs a couple of things here. It needs a Docker file, which is a recipe for what I want the container to do or have or install or anything that I need. And one of the things I want it to do is install Kestrel, which is how this is going to actually receive requests. Because remember, we're not using IIS. We're using Kestrel for web requests. I want it to copy all my files over and anything else it needed to do, like the ASP.NET Docker file, to set up anything that ASP.NET needs to execute. So, and of course, my code is from the output directory that I got from the build from here. Cool. So that is going to go and let's just draw a server over here. And this is a Linux server on Azure. And let's just draw this as our gorgeous server. And this is going to have a daemon that is a Docker daemon, and we've configured it using the Docker extension. We're communicating. The Docker build is actually going to communicate here, and this has a REST endpoint too, by the way. And it's going to communicate over TLS, Transport Layer Security, that we set up automatically. So it's sending stuff over. So the actual creation of a Docker image is not on the laptop. It's actually on the server. So it sends this stuff up to the daemon. And the daemon is basically going to spit out an image for us. Let's just call it My Web App for fun. My Web App. And I'm going to put dotted lines around it, because I haven't actually created a container yet. This is now a new definition of an image. And you know, it's going to do a number of things, like look at the Docker file and look at what operating system was used. So it's ASP.NET, which needs Mono, which needs Debian. It's going to download all those wonderful requirements for me, so I don't have to do that. It may also need to do apt-get, curl, all that stuff it needs to do to get it up and running into that one file. So now we have, if I were to run a Docker images, I'd see an image named My Web App. Now to actually do this, one thing that we haven't talked about is where's it getting that ASP.NET thing from? Well, that's called the Docker Hub. And the Docker Hub is this free list of public images. And there is a private repository that you can use as well to basically hold all your images. And the ASP.NET one's there. You can add your own. You can host your own. Or they have the option of making some of these images private. But that's where it's getting all of its other images from. So now that we have an image, we need to create an instance of that image into a container. So we're going to use Docker run, and I should say we're using TLS here, and of course we're using it here since we're using it across the wire. -t -d to run detach. TTY is just because of a Kestrel bug. And what do I want to do? I want to create an instance of that My Web App. So it's basically going to send this over here, and this is My Web App. Let's just do a -p to port 80. send this over here and actually create a running instance of my web app. My web app. And now I have a container. So it took this all this wonderful stuff, gooped it into an image, and if I do this at the command line multiple times, maybe passing in different ports or whatever I want to, I can have multiple containers and everything just works. And the last thing to think about is, because we're in Azure, what are some of the unique things we do need to think about is that port 80 is a container port. The VM has another port. And Azure also has these things called endpoints. So you do need to, by default, we add an endpoint for you for website. But if you needed to add, say, like port 81, and we'll show that in a sample, you would actually need to add your own port, say, for the next one. If we want to add one to 81 and 81. If we were to do this, even though the VM can talk, unless you're within, can communicate to that VM, if there's no public endpoint, you won't be able to communicate. So just to remember, the key things to remember here are we have ports on a container, we have ports on a virtual machine, and then Azure has its own concept of endpoints that you do need to make sure to open if you want to expose it to the public web. So that's a real quick recap of how we took an ASP.NET application, built it, built a Docker image for it, and then created an instance of it running on port 80 that's available to the public web by exposing a public endpoint.